resurrected to new life, celebrating Easter Sunday. The first Easter morning 2,000 years ago must have begun with sadness. I can imagine the followers of Jesus waking up and remembering what had happened, recalling the horror of Friday, remembering that their friend was dead and thinking that their dreams were shattered. But then a shout comes, "He's alive, the tomb is empty." Then it happened in the blink of an eye. They weren't mourning Jesus' death, they were celebrating Jesus being alive. It was not defeat, it was victory, because Jesus wasn't dead, he was alive and the tomb was empty. On this glorious Easter Sunday, we gather with hearts full of joy and gratitude to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, we delve into the timeless truths revealed through Christ's victory over death, truths that resonate with believers of all ages and stages of faith. For us to fully grasp the events of that first Easter Sunday, we need to take a moment to consider the event that took place on the first Good Friday, the crucifixion of Jesus. The crucifixion of Jesus is at the centre of the message of the Gospel. The prophecies and predictions recorded in the Old Testament were fulfilled when Jesus hung on the cross. The events leading up to Christ's death are filled with emotion, but it is when Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God, becomes our substitute, when he takes the punishment for sin that we deserve, when he bears the full penalty of our sin, that is when we really marvel at the infinite grace and love of God. None of us will ever completely understand what Christ accomplished on the cross. It's beyond our human comprehension. But we can thank God today that the promise of redemption for all who trust in Jesus as Lord and Saviour was made a reality at the cross. The triumph over death. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 55 says, "O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" Here in 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul triumphantly declares the victory of Christ over death. Through his resurrection, Jesus has conquered sin and death, offering eternal life to all who believe in him. The empty tomb stands as a testament to the power of God's love and the assurance of our own resurrection. It was Robert Flatt who said, "The resurrection gives my life meaning and direction and the opportunity to start over no matter what my circumstances." The promise of new beginnings. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. We look to the cross in faith and say, "I am a sinner," and the mercy of God is revealed to us in the death of Jesus. Then a miracle occurs in our lives. The Apostle Paul called it being saved, and Jesus spoke of it as being born again. We are transformed when we know we are accepted by God, when we know we have been forgiven because of the saving work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Through Christ's resurrection, believers are born into a new life, characterized by redemption, transformation, and hope. Just as Jesus emerged from the tomb in glorious victory, we too can experience resurrection power in our own lives, leaving behind the bondage of sin and embracing the abundant life that's found in Jesus. Easter is meant to be a symbol of hope, renewal, and new life. Janine De Giovanni said, "Easter is meant to be a symbol of hope, renewal, and new life." The call to share the good news. Matthew chapter 28, verses 6 and 7. "He isn't here. He is risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come, see where his body was lying. And now go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and he is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember what I have told you." Here in Matthew, the angel instructs the woman at the empty tomb to go and share the good news of Jesus' resurrection. As recipients of this life-transforming message, we are also called to proclaim the reality of Christ's victory over death and the offer of salvation to all who believe. It was Billy Graham who said, "The resurrection gives us hope, and hope is the anchor of our souls." As we conclude our Easter sermon, let's rejoice in the resurrection of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. May his victory over sin and death fill us with hope, courage, and renewed faith. Let's go forth as ambassadors of his resurrection power, sharing the good news of salvation with a world in need of redemption. Christianity is a supernatural faith, but it has its basis firmly rooted in historical facts. Our faith depends on us believing the actual historical facts that Jesus was crucified and that he rose from the grave. Either Jesus Christ rose from the dead or he did not. The Bible says he rose. The history of Christianity proves he arose. The personal experience of born-again believers agree with the biblical record. Jesus Christ is alive today. Today, let's reflect on the significance of Easter and its transformative impact on our lives. Let's consider how we can actively share the message of Christ's resurrection with those around us through our words and actions. Today, may we carry the message of Easter with us, living as witnesses to the life-changing power of the risen Christ. Let's embrace our new identity in him and boldly proclaim his victory over death to all whom we encounter. May the joy of Easter fill your heart and your home now and always. May God bless you all abundantly.